Nate Voss. Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm already recording. I think, I think we're doing a show. I didn't even realize that, but we definitely are. Donovan, and it's the Reflex Blue Show.
Hey, welcome, Nate. I think it's like episode 80.
You could be true. That sounds right.
From yeah.
The stories you tell me.
Find out more information at 36point.com.
Sure. Go to that site. That's where you can listen to the show. That's about it. But we're pretty good at making that show. So we're doing that again today. I am not hungover. If you have been listening to our recent shows that were recorded at the HOW conference, things started getting pretty dire for me near the end of those recordings, Donovan. I don't know if you went back and listened to the rest of those at all. You know, did you pick up on any of that?
We were in Chicago for like 6 days. And I tell you what, when I was leaving there, I'm like, man, I don't feel like I've been here more than 2 hours. And then I'd take another two steps and I'd be like, man, I don't remember being home in a month.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't decide if I'd been there for 2 hours or for a month. But according to the calendar, we were there 6 days.
Yeah. That
is like a whirlwind.
That HOW conference will wreck you. And
but that's not a bad thing. Because you needed some wrecking.
I don't know that I needed to be wrecked. My wrecking skills are pretty good. I get wrecked on the weekends in Kansas City.
I'm going to disagree and say that it was the best thing that happened to you this year.
No, that is definitely not true, but it was a very fun time. So the HOW conference, that's the thing that happened. That is now over. We are currently, Donovan, kind of looking forward to the HOW Interactive conference, which is down in sunny San Francisco this November. So keep your eyes out for that.
It's like the 2nd through the 4th of November. It'll catch you if you're thinking November. You got to think early November.
Yeah, it's super super early November. Probably round about the time of the AIJ Nebraska gallery show. Donovan, I was at the AIJ Kansas City gallery show just the other night.
Yes.
Can I tell you about it?
Yeah, in fact, I remember being on the AIJ Nebraska board. I remember talking to them, and I want to say back 10 years ago, I don't even think they had a show.
They
in
did
Kansas
not.
City.
No.
And they barely had, I mean, their chapter was quite a bit smaller than Omaha, even though the city is quite a bit bigger.
Yes.
Because they have, like, is it Art Directors Club? Is it still big there?
ADC is huge down here for some reason, but, like, advertising in general, I think, is bigger in this town than design. Though design is no slouch in this town. I think advertising is, like, a larger force. But, it was called the A7 show because it was the 7th AIGA show or the 7th awards show. I don't know. There was an A in there, and it was A7 because it was the 7th. I could tell you that. And big, massive friend of the show from Hallmark, Christine Taylor. She's actually the one that founded the show. She's very particular about what kind of vodka they serve at the show, so you know it's a good time. Also, Donovan, let me tell you this. Tickets, $70.
What?
Limited amount.
Really?
My wife and I got our tickets like 2 days before the show, and like almost immediately after that, the notice went out that the show was sold out. There would be no tickets available at the door. Now,
AIGA Nebraska, I believe, is open, and if you're a member, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I'm gonna go with that.
People kind of filter in and out of the AIJ Nebraska show. Like it's more like an art opening, and people kind of, you know, oh, we'll start there. We'll start the night there. We'll see some things. We'll high five some people or shake hands like gentlemen, or spill some wine on Tom Nemitz, and then we head out and do the rest of the night. This was much more of like this was the evening's event, yo. So there was what you call your heavy appetizers. There was like prosciutto wrapped asparagus, which is like my number one favorite meat wrapped around anything. So that works. There was like kind of food to eat, like not just like chips. And there was two open bar stations, which in a relatively small space. You would think two open bar stations would be pretty good, but the line for the bar stations was always super long because it was an open bar.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Yeah, so now that helps, I think, with the price point. And then you get a copy of an actual printed awards book, which I did not know that people still printed anything at all.
It varies. That goes chapter to chapter.
Yeah,
I think,
just kidding, Jamie, if you're listening. Just kidding. Love Nina Paper.
Was the awards booklet printed on Nina Paper?
I couldn't tell you what it was printed on. I think maybe Mohawk. I saw the Mohawk logo a lot. So I don't know anyone from Mohawk. So let me just say to our friends at Nina, there might be a market opportunity for you sponsoring, you know, some AIGA Kansas City stuff. So just going to go ahead and put that out there. But it was very the evening kind of like swung between like classy and not classy, kind of almost like, you know, like how like kids will get dressed up for prom. But at the end of the day, they're still like 17. It was kind of like that a little bit. But it was a pretty good time. There was really good work. And I want to say, like, in particular, the student work down here is smashing. Like, Donovan, it's real good. It's kind of nuts that it's some of these pieces were as good as they were. So that was pretty exciting. And it turns out, do you remember, Donovan, a couple years ago, we drove down here and we did some shows?
Yeah, that was actually, we recorded those, and I remember the date because of the number involved, on September 9th, 2009.
Really?
Yeah, it was 9909. That's the only reason I remember.
Man, that was the 10th anniversary of the Sega Dreamcast, so that's a huge day in history.
I just remember it as the 10th anniversary of, like, Margo Chase coming to speak at Nebraska's chapter, AIJ chapter.
Wow. Well, I guess we know how we order important things in our minds. But on that note, though, like, it was a big deal for us that, like, we came down here and we got time to go over to Willoughby Design and meet with Ann Willoughby for a little bit while she drew pictures. And yeah, it turns out when you just go to AIGA events in Kansas City, yeah, that's the kind of place that Ann Willoughby also goes. So you just like, oh yeah, that's a totally normal thing. I'm willing to bet, Donovan, if you go to AIGA things in like New York, it would be totally normal to just, you know, have Michael Beirut just like pop in.
Spill wine on you, correct?
That's what he does. Maybe Michael Beirut would spill some wine on you. You know, maybe if you're in the Los Angeles chapter, maybe just roll in Sean Adams, just chilling out, spilling wine on Tom Nimitz, because that's what people do at AIGA things. So overall, I rate it very high. A very kind of different experience to the AIGA Awards Gala type stuff that I'm used to. Also, Donovan, I believe they do the 100 awards thing. And like 25 of those awards are students.
Oh, they do a set number.
Yes. So you are in or you are out, and then you can win like People's Choice, which I think a student won this year. I'm not sure. Like I said, the student work was hot. That's what I've been up to. Also, I have been Donovan Berry. I have been working. I understand you have been working too.
Yeah, it's been busier than usual, which is okay. But after, you know, a couple of weeks of it, it gets old. But it'll get back to normal.
Do you need to hire a second part-time person?
Actually, we got to give the Ben Luters, who's working for me right now. He's his wife went into contractions today, so he is out of the office for about 2 weeks.
Man, I hope everything goes well with that pregnancy. Yeah, this is just gonna be like one recorded bad memory.
No, jeez, no. I'm expecting the email any minute saying that the baby, has been
Luters,
born.
Is it Young Luters? Is he young?
I believe that the baby will be named Judah.
Was that like a TV show reference? I don't know what you're.
I think it's a biblical reference.
Okay. No,
I really believe that's. I believe that's what he's been referring to as a future son as.
Sorry. So Judas.
Judah.
Was he not the guy what stabbed Jesus in the back?
No. That's a different move. That's a little bit different of a character.
tune into our other podcast, the Reflex Bible Show, available on iTunes now, where Donovan will tell me stories of the Bible and I will ask questions about them. So, okay, so that's what's going on in your office. You're super busy and dude is taking off because he's got a baby on the way. So also, when you're done listening to our new podcast, send your resume to Donovan Berry, care of Donovan Berry at 36point.com, which is not a real email. So, hey, Donovan, what's going on in the world of graphic design, dude?
Well, I guess there's a lot.
I don't know if you know this. There was a kind of about Boss Hog show in Kansas City this past weekend. I went to it.
And supposedly there'll be some Boss Hog show up here in Omaha in a couple months.
I don't know.
Which I'll be going to.
It'd be kind of a different thing. I am considering going to that. I may have bet someone we both know that I would arrive to the AIGA show dressed in a full tuxedo with a top hat and a cane. However,
that'll be fantastic. Oxide Design had their book come out, Logo Plus Letterhead Design 12. They're doing a book signing on September 10th. Mm-hmm. So just around the corner, probably just a couple days after you launch their show.
That's super interesting. I have no official stance on that book.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right, so
I just like to see the Omaha design firms are now publishing more and more books.
I do like the sound of that. Let me say that. Is that a general book writing statement? I like to see people I know write books. Although, I'm going to be honest with you, Donovan, a little secret I may have heard on the grapevine. The people that write design books, I wouldn't necessarily call it a source of income.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that's a negative thing. It means that they're doing the design books and they're writing for the reason that they want their information out there. Also, on similar news, people that record design podcasts might not be doing it for the cash.
I am clearly doing this for the cash, Donovan.
Okay, well,
this
your
has
check
been a serious the, problem.
The check is still in the mail. I don't know why it has not gotten to you.
I am waiting for the checks. You said, like, after the How conference, we were talking. I'm recapping a story that you know by heart, talking about, like, hey, thanks to all of the new listeners. And let's just say, hey, if you're a new listener to the show, thank you. I think that's rad. That does not necessarily translate into dollar bills. So go 36point.com, doing it as one Steve Gordon would say, for the love.
We do love our listeners. That's great to meet a lot of them at the How conference.
It was kind of weird. This has happened a couple times to be recognized at things like that, because I do not generally consider us people like to be recognized at events like that. But that's okay, because it was only like two people, so that's totally cool. So Donovan, a minute ago you said that there was an awful lot happening in graphic design.
Yes. Well, I guess let's take a break and let's come back and we'll talk about CS5.5.
Let's find out what those things are.
5.5, 5.5, 5.5, and I don't know how they're going by it.
I don't know if there's an official stance, but I'm going to give you 30 seconds to look it up.
All right.
Look up the official. You got 30 seconds and go. Five, four, three, two, one, zero. Donovan Berry, do you have an answer?
It just says CS5, and then there's a period, and then there's another five.
Five period five. Done.
Five period five.
Okay, so Donovan, we have copies of five period five.
I've had this installed on my machine since, I think, June. So I've been running five period five for 3 months. And we've upgraded the other machine in the office early this month. So for about a month, we've been around 5 period 5 over there.
Let's
of the CS, what is it, the Creative Suite 5 period 5 design.
Creative Suite 5 period 5. Donovan, let's start with that. So there's 2 months there, if I heard correctly, that you were running Creative Suite 5 period 5 and Creative Suite 5 on two computers networked together.
No, the other one was running four. was running CS4.
CS? You mean Creative Suite 4?
Yes.
If I was typing this out, I would be spelling out the numbers. That's how we should do our title. Anyway, so you were running Creative Suite 4 and Creative Suite 5 Period 5 simultaneously. Tell me about how that workflow was for you. Like, was it difficult?
Were there
version problems?
There was no more version problems that I noticed between 5 and 5 Period 5. Obviously, if you wanted to send over an InDesign file, I don't know if I sent any InDesign files backwards during that time.
Was that just like the kind of thing that you were just like, yo, we should probably avoid that?
Yeah, that's what I figured. The one thing I did notice was when I upgraded from 4 to 5 and then to 5 period 5, I have not personally noticed anything like opening wrong, anything causing me issues with opening, any problems as far as moving up. When we were running 5 and 4 consecutively, mm-hmm. I would have to export. If I was sending it to the computer with 4 on it, I'd have to, you know, export as like an interchange file or something, and then it could be opened. And there didn't seem to be issues, but it was kind of a hassle to like do an export to an old version. However, yeah. Photoshop files and Illustrator files, I think they just kind of opened.
Those just kind of open now. I think the one that's and, you know, obviously HTML and CSS files are going to open in Dreamweaver. I think the one that is like the main bummer is probably still InDesign, right?
Yes, that's the only one that we noticed any issues with as far as going back. But as far as moving forward, I don't know. I haven't noticed anything. I guess that's a good thing.
I mean, in theory, I'd like to think that Adobe is potentially moving towards an option, perhaps, like Photoshop, like Illustrator, where, you know, it's just .indd and it just opens. But I don't know much about that. Donovan, I have it installed on my computer and I have not opened it.
Oh, well.
This company, they gave me a new computer and I don't have new software. I have Creative Suite 5 on it. I do not have Creative Suite 5 Period 5. And it would it is not cool for me to install Creative Suite 5 Period 5 on my work machine. So it's here on my freelance machine. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm not actually doing any freelance work anymore, Donovan.
That's what I've heard.
So it is just sitting there. So honestly, I couldn't tell you a damn thing about it.
Honestly, I think most of the features I've seen are based on getting InDesign files, Illustrator files, and such onto the web without using like the web stuff. We still code in Dreamweaver, so I haven't noticed a huge jump. It's not like I see why they put the period 5 on the end of it, because mm-hmm. it's not like if you're on 5, like, oh, rush out and get 5 period 5, because you'll be left behind, because you may not notice most of the features. I mean, Dreamweaver has better support. I did open a Flash file this week, had to edit it, export, you know, built a couple Flash files, and Flash didn't crash on me. So that's a good thing.
Well, that's a step forward, isn't it?
I think so, because it had been crashing a little bit before on me.
Yeah, crashing, no way. Yeah. Next you're going to tell me Illustrator crashed.
I didn't do anything major in it, so it could just be that it was a small enough file, or it could just be that they fixed whatever one bug that was causing issues in my machine.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that, like, the difference between 3 and 4 from the Creative Suites.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed that. Like, I don't know if I could go back to version 3 before they had like those guides that automatically like align things for you.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I'm like, how did I even align things? Because that's just
Yeah, but dude, aligning is so fucked up now. Like, aligning is fucked up. There are problems.
Are you talking in Illustrator?
I'm talking Illustrator. Like, okay, like, I do most of my work in Photoshop and Illustrator right now.
Oh, see, I do most of my work in InDesign, so I don't care about Illustrator.
I know. Wouldn't it be nice if the rest of the suite worked like InDesign? You know what? I'm comfortable saying 100% of the graphic design industry would like it if Illustrator worked more like InDesign. I'm perfectly comfortable putting that information out there. It doesn't necessarily mean it's true, but I'm comfortable with it, Donovan. No, I, kind of have lost my train of thought there, but I made the switch from like CS2 to CS5, and you know, that was a tremendous jump. I might have been on CS3. I don't think so. It's hard to remember. I was on an Emac at that time, like 8 years after Emacs were cool. Like the Millennimac was what we called it. And but guides are messed up. Like, I do not understand why, if there's an intersection of two guides, I cannot drag something to that intersection, let's say a point, and have it snap to that intersection. Now, mostly that's a problem in Illustrator, and it's like in my workflow, that's a serious problem, and it's a huge pain in the ass. And but like also in Photoshop. Now, Donovan, you and I do things on the web, okay?
Correct. Okay, yeah, I've heard of this internet's thing.
Do you get pixel deep on your graphics?
Yes.
Okay.
At times.
Now, I want to use vector shapes in Photoshop, to be precise. And I want those goddamn vector shapes to line up to pixels so they don't anti-alias and become janky. Okay?
Okay.
Those vector shapes will not automatically do that for you. Like, they don't snap. I don't know what it is. And they'll snap, and you'll have to forgive me because I've been working all day and I'm tired. But there are situations where those vector shapes in Photoshop will snap to guides, and there are certain situations, I think, in like a transform or scaling situation where they will not snap to the goddamn guides, and it's so frustrating. It's maddening. Like, it costs me time in my day. I would love to see that fixed.
No, and
no,
I hear you. I hear you. You are not the first one that I've heard this from.
Is that fixed in Creative Suite 5.5?
You know, honestly, since
I'm not working on it, I don't know. I cannot speak to how alignments work.
I barely use the Illustrator, and I think Illustrator might be like 5.1. They didn't even give it a full.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Illustrator didn't get anything, and I actually like.
No. They got a little bit. They got a 5.1 upgrade.
There's a lot of, you know, that's one thing I could talk about.
Photoshop is also a 5.1.
I thought they added. Then what the fuck did it? Is it just InDesign and Dreamweaver?
InDesign, Flash, and Dreamweaver got the full 5.5. I think they're kind of letting you know that they didn't really do a ton with those. However, if you're moving up from like 3 or 4, it's probably a big move. If you're moving up from 5, you may not notice a lot of stuff.
I gotta say, Donovan, to my point of view, and in general, I should say I have no intention of not using Adobe products. I do not believe there is a competitor product that offers me something that I can use as easily as I can use Adobe product.
I would agree with that. I mean, I don't. What are we going to use? Quark?
Well, no, fuck no. But like, there are people like, oh, there's another like photo editing program out there, so you don't have to use Photoshop. Well, yeah, that's not as good as Photoshop. Like that is not, or even if it has comparable features as rough as certain parts of Photoshop can occasionally be to use, it is still like I can move through that program like light speed, like a shark through freaking water, Donovan. But anyway, so that being said, this whole Creative Suite 5.5 thing seems like, yo, it seems like businessmen doing business. Like, it seems like, yo, we haven't had a product release in 18 months. We got to get something back in the channel, you know? Like I definitely got that sense out of this.
I mean, most of the things that I read, and I had to look this up to see what they were really doing, most of the things that that are pushed in the press release are trying to get you so that you can do more web directly from InDesign and Illustrator. But it's more like to get print designers to be able to build a website. But if you're already a web designer, I don't know if that's like, you know, right, something you're even, that's probably why I haven't noticed any of the features.
Well, and so that's one of my main questions then is like, was it so imperative that these new tools get out there that they just had to release, you know, an incomplete software system? upgrade that is a full upgrade? Or is it, yo, businessmen doing mad business and just getting a new product out there in the channel to, you know, prep up investor numbers?
I can't tell you that. I mean, with the Dreamweaver, I mean, they need to upgrade that every 6 months because web code is different. So right. I haven't used any cutting edge web stuff because I know that the browsers don't support it really right now anyway.
Well, anything yeah, but that the, I don't see but, that but as it needs the kind to support of thing, a Dreamweaver. Like, they should be rolling those out in patches or like live updates. They should not be putting out a new Dreamweaver every time. Every time like HTML changes a little bit, like that happens so fast. Like, you should not charge me another $400 for Dreamweaver every time there's an update in the way people do things on the internet, because that updates constantly.
Right.
And it just and you know, and I feel like in our position, Donovan, you know, we should. But I do not have the full blown situational awareness to say, like, is there some sort of competitive product out there that was driving into sales and they needed to get something out there? But the entire release just seems like we need something in stores.
Well, it's similar to I think Apple just released Lion, and I don't know if any of this has to do with like just keeping up with operating systems as well. But like, I haven't even seen.
Well, but Lion, what does
Lion do? Right, but what does it do? Do I need it?
Lion makes things weird, and scrolling is different. Although I've done the what they call the natural scrolling, I've done that. Like, oh god, software update is trying to run. I've done that like at the Apple Store, and it was fine when I was using a trackpad, but I think it would drive me nuts on a mouse. Anyway, I don't know much about the Lion because it is not necessary software. I'm curious about it, Donovan. If I was going to put it on a computer, I would put it on my personal computer, which would mean I would never touch it.
Now, and can you only get it digitally, or can I go in and buy an actual DVD?
I think it's just available in the App Store. I'm pretty sure. At least it launched that way. To my understanding, again, I'm making no claim whatsoever to being correct on any words that I say during this entire recording.
That sounds great. Yeah. I will back that statement 100%.
Okay.
60% of the time.
Now backing up to the Creative Suite 5.0, the regular 5.0. Oh, fuck, that's great. Sometimes I say things, Donovan, and then I realize how awesome they are, and I have to tell myself so I don't forget.
Somebody has to tell you because I won't.
Right, I know. I've learned that. There's actually a lot in that Illustrator that I really like. I find that hey Adobe, if you're listening, the align to pixel grid could use a little bit of work, just a little bit more polish. Like when I turn on an outline and it shifts my shape to align to the pixel grid, but then maybe I shift that outline to be on the inside of the object. Maybe you should put my damn shape back where it belongs. That's all I'm saying. Needs a little bit more polish, but like that, the live pixel preview, like there are good things happening in Illustrator for digital designers right now. So I do like that. And I do know that they did not update Illustrator for the new version. So Donovan, kind of here's what I want to do is I still want to like dig into these. I want to specifically check out the new features. You know, I did an ebook last year, and or maybe that was earlier this year. And I want to kind of check out and see like, okay, if I needed to make it, you know, new document files from that, how easy would it be? And, you know, how's that process? Is it really better? Because I heard that it was, and now I have this job, and yo, I am working all the time. So it is difficult for me to find out. But we're looking into it, listeners, is all I'm saying. So
feel free to report back to us. So we're going to take one final break, and then we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah, let's right before we go to break, I want to back you up on that point. If you have stories of Creative Suite 5, period 5, please send them to Donovan and myself by leaving a comment at 36point.com. Donovan,
or, we'll be right back. Or via Twitter at 36point.
Or at 36point at the Twitters. All right, peace. Wait, no, we're just going to break.
That was great. Okay, what do we want to wrap this up with?
Oh, Donovan Beery, I have to tell you about... I have two things that I want to tell you about. Number one, I am on Dribbble. Are you on Dribbble?
No.
I got to launch Twitter for a second because I want to get this guy's name right. I have... Do you know, Donovan, do you know Dribbble?
Yes.
You know Dribbble?
Yeah. Are we recording?
Yeah, we're totally recording.
Okay, great.
We're doing it. I don't know if you know this, but we're doing a show tonight. Yes. Okay, so big props to my homeboy, get larger window, Sean McCabe, who you can see at Sean West, for hooking me up with a Dribbble invite at the request of our mutual friend, Ryan Rushing.
Yeah, and I think Ryan actually
Dope Fly. We just want to put that out there. And that is Imagine Ryan, and you ought to imagine him kicking ass. So big props to those guys for getting me that Dribbble invite. And Donovan, I like Dribbble a hell of a lot.
Now Dribbble, which is Dribble.
Yeah, there's three B's.
If I gather this right, it's where you show people what you're working on while you're working on it.
Actually, the in progress context of it is not necessary. Like, people will definitely put things that are in progress up there. People will also definitely put things up there that are totally finalized to kind of showcase. But really what it is, it's 400 pixels wide by 300 pixels tall, and it's design elements. It's show us it's not like a portfolio where you want to show, like, the macro view. It's almost like the micro view. It's like, yo, check out my amazing button. And if you go to Dribbble and look up Vossum, you will find my totally amazing buttons that
and if,
say
and if, register and if you go now. To, if you go to Dribbble and look up 1119, my company, you will probably see nothing because we don't. Because
you're not. Now, I don't have, like, invites yet.
Yeah.
If I figure out, like, I don't know. I've only put one thing up there. I'll figure this out, Donovan, and then maybe
we'll give the invite
away to a listener or something.
Is it that hard to get invited or something?
Yes, I don't think it's super hard to, like, you have to be in order to invite, and I think that they give, I'm not signed in, that's why I can't see it. And then I think, like, as you work through Dribbble, you earn, like, invites that you can give to people. That's my understanding of it. I don't know. It's so new to me, Donovan.
Yeah, I'm still just pasting all of my design elements and stuff on Facebook, on my website.
You're not posting design elements
on Behance.
Like, you're posting projects. This is like
on Logo Lounge. Well, I'm not
you're
gonna
posting post. Work on Logo Garden, and you know it, you bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a fun one.
Yeah, there's a story. We should probably talk about that today too. But
so go to logogarden.com, see if they've stole your logo and are trying to resell it.
Yeah. Is that one dude or is that a company of dudes?
I don't know.
Come on, dude. This is the best show we've ever done. Neither one of us knows anything about what's going on right now. But yo, I know that Logo Garden sucks a fatty. So yes. I hope you're listening to this show on your stereo.
I really hope it is Logo Garden, and it's not like that. We got that website right, and we're not bashing
something. You fucked Logo Garden, and it turns out that it's like some sweet mother of three who is doing graphic design to put her kids through school. Yeah, that would be terrible. But you fuck those guys. But anyway, no. This is like
Logo.
I want to see
Logo Garden's bad. And is it Logo Pond? Is that the other one?
I don't know what the words you're saying right now mean.
All right.
Okay. So obviously, okay, you don't have to tell me.
There's a lot of bad logo sites. Don't go to them.
Yeah. Only ever look at beautiful things online. Just
at Dribbble.
Well, see now, and see that's the thing that I really like about it. And I want to get back to this because I definitely feel a little late to the game. Now a large part of my job is building user interface, and you know, some things on Dribbble I think are, you know, the kind of graphic design, you know, that I've been doing for the last 10 years. But I think as like a designer that has been doing this for 10 years, occasionally I will look at what the kids be doing and the kids be tearing it up. So you know, there's a lot of people on here that will post like not only this amazing, like literally an amazing button, an amazing icon, something like that. But then they will also give you like links to like, you know, break it down and see how they built it. And it's just incredibly useful. It's very inspiring. And it's, you know, it's definitely helping me elevate at least, the, you know, the work that I'm putting out there. I was like, yeah, I'm on a project right now that's kind of winding down from a design angle. And I was like, yo, I need to make a button. I need to make a sexy button. So went to it. And you can see an in progress of my sexy button up on Dribbble now.
Or you can just take Helvetica, bold it, make it red, probably 185, maybe run 186.
You bitch, Bantam. It's not. It's Proxy Call Nova.
It. Call it all good.
Can I tell you something, dude? I want to look this up. Maybe I should do it on the show. But Proxima Nova, that typeface kind of has it going on. Been using a lot of that lately. I was super excited to get to use Gotham when I moved down here, too. Because, you know, Gotham costs money. Gotham's really good, but it's, you know, it got really, you know, kind of overused there for a bit. But Proxima Nova, not a bad typeface, Donovan.
It's the one that you're liking right now, huh?
My boss typeface of the show.
Really?
That may or may not become an ongoing feature. I don't know. But I'm on the dribble. I'm loving it. That's basically what I got. Donovan, last thing.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
No, it's time to move on.
That Proxima Nova is designed by Mark Simonson.
I don't know who that is.
AIJ Nebraska just had him come speak here this month.
Wow.
I just saw him talk.
Did you?
Yeah. It's amazing because here's how you make it as a type designer. You're a good designer to a great designer, right?
Okay,
and he shows all of his career work, and it's like weird because most of this stuff is like, you know, it's in the 80s, and it's hard to look at work in the 80s and know if it's good because, you know, it's because of technology. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't look like work today does, but that doesn't mean it's bad. And then all of a sudden his significant other wins $500,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh shit.
And he took 6 months off of work and changed his career, and his hobby of kind of drawing letters then became his career. And thus he created Proxima Nova. You can think like, you know, Regis, I guess.
Throw that one straight. So essentially, Proxima Nova was designed by Regis Philbin. If it were not for Regis Philbin, there would be no Proxima Nova, or perhaps Meredith Vieira, who hosts it now on, I think, daytime TV. But if I'm going to imagine this guy and his wife winning money on Millionaire, I want to imagine it to be the Regis Philbin.
I believe it was, because that was around the time frame that it was.
Good.
So you
good.
Go to,
that's the way you want to do it.
And you can see Mark Simonson's work. He's pretty good. I mean, he's really good.
MS-made-this.com.
MS-studio.com.
Well, that Donovan Beery, you are on the freaking ball here, man.
Well, dude,
so,
see?
So, hey, dude, what can you tell me about Inkling?
Nothing.
Do you know about Inkling?
I don't know if I do or not.
Okay, so check this out. Okay, now, this is like hot damn news, like right off the press, but Wacom has introduced a new product.
Oh, okay. I saw that. Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Inkling.
I didn't realize that was the name for it. Yeah.
It's Do you see the video?
Yeah. Link. Go to 36 Point. You're going to put the link to this in the post, right?
Oh, yeah. I will probably be able to get around to putting the show up soon. But yeah, no. I'll. We'll see if we can't get the show up on Wednesday here. I think that should be perfectly possible. Basically, it's a pen. What draws in real life and then connects via USB and makes an auto conversion of your drawing into vector that is recorded in the pen. Is that a good way to describe it?
That's what I saw.
Like you write with a pen and it makes
there's a little thing you just push on the thing whenever you want to basically start over or make a new layer.
But now see, but that's where it gets weird, because you're not making new layers in life.
I think you're really just starting a new file.
No, you're well, okay, yeah. If you watch the video where they like upload it, I'm not sure. Again, like I Well, I say again because I had this conversation with people earlier today.
Why didn't this come out in June so they could have had it demoed at the HAL conference when we were there?
I know that. Yeah. Whack'em kind of need to get your shit together there, buddies, because everyone at the office was buzzing about this today. I have been using a Whack'em for years now in my illustration work, and I have learned to love it, though it was a like teaching yourself how to draw again. If you go back and look at my early comic strips on 36 point, like, you will tell that the early ones are fucking trash compared to the later ones because I was still learning the tool. In fact, I used the comic to learn the tool. Based on that experience, I'm not ready to decry this to be the most amazing invention of all time, as many, many people were today. Like, my design friends were all going nuts for this thing. Like, oh my God, I have to have one, and it's going to be so amazing. Like, yo, I don't know.
How much are these things, by the way? Are they for sale?
$199.
Oh, that's not bad if they work.
Yeah. I'm sure that they won't, like, you won't, like, open one up and it won't do the thing it's saying, but I'm super interested in the quality of it. I personally have never had a good experience with a Wacom tablet.
This is where I really wish Billy May was still around to do an infomercial on it, because that infomercial would be the greatest one ever.
I don't think that it would. You know what, Donovan? I'm being a bad improv person. I am disagreeing with you. Yes, Donovan. And then the guy with the nuts could come in and he could draw the turkey guy's face.
But wait, Nate, there's more.
Could be.
But there's not more of this show.
Also, I just wanted to throw it out to Dave Academy when he tried to teach me how to play the yes and game. Dude totally did not explain that game to me. And then he got mad at me for doing it wrong. But anyway.
Oh, there's like an underground improv group here in Omaha, like multiple ones of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know like people who are involved in that. It's like a thing.
Yeah. A kid I knew from high school came back. They flew him in here to teach an improv workshop. And so he came back, and so we went and saw this. It was literally underground. It was in the basement of this little gallery.
Basements are where awesome things happen.
It was entertaining.
But so I was just to finish my thought there, Donovan. I was just going to say I have yet to have a really stellar experience using a Wacom tablet in a vector format. So I'm just I'm totally not sold on this. But I am reserving judgment until I actually get to sit down and use one, which had better be at a trade show type HAL conference, AIJ conference situation. If those guys have any idea what's good for them, and if the product is as good as they are purporting it to be, they will just have like 20 of them set up at their booth for people to play with, and then like 200 of them behind the counter for people to buy on the spot. If you know what you're doing, otherwise, you know, it's cool, and I would just use a scanner.
All right, well, you go back to your caveman ways.
Yeah, I'm going to go back, and then I'm going to fax it to myself.
And we will see you in a couple weeks, or hear you, or talk to you, or talk to each other.
Donovan, I apologize. I'll try to be on my yes and improv game a little bit better next time. Hopefully, we can start recording these shows when I'm not dead ass tired. And also big ups to a friend of the show, Allie Crawford, pointing out how completely effing terrible I sound on our Jessica Hish interview. I literally sound like I am a dying man on that show, and I think at that point of the HAL conference I very well may have been. If you have not listened to that,
she is so bubbly and happy when she speaks.
No, there was some serious contrast there. But I think, yeah, like, she did not go out and get messed because, you know, that day she had a big event at the HAL conference. I did the opposite of that and then got up in the morning and had to interview someone whose work I greatly admire while staving off the cold hand of death. So that's that show, which I totally would not have gone back to listen to if it was not pointed out to me that people were actually worried about my health when they heard it. So word up. Donovan, this show has gone quite a bit long today. I don't know if you know this. We have been recording for an hour. We're probably going to get at least like 45 minutes to an hour of show out of this.
Actually, I see that we've been recording for like 45 minutes. We'll get like 45 minutes out of this show.
I don't know. Because there's a timer on the other thing too.
All right.
Probably gonna get like a 45 minute show out of this show, Donovan. I don't know if you know.
Oh man. All right. Well. All right. 2 weeks. See you guys. Thanks for listening.
Peace out. Peace out, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon. As soon as I turn off this recording.
That's great. Hey, Nate.
Hey, hang on. There.